kishirov. You know when it's possible? If you started out with one, the din of the shrine of the leftover. In other words, just like the din of the shirayim shuv, you start out with two and have left one left over, it's kosher. But if you started out with one, the din of the shirayim, then it's possible l'katchila. Then it's possible even with the evid. So you see clearly a brisa that says what? It says that two is kosher. So b'zoi, if you told me now, Rabbi Yossi holds three is likuva. You have to have three. Less than three, not makayim the mitzvah. So who does this brisa go like that says that two is makayim the mitzvah? Elamai Tzurai, that the Rabbonin, even though they said at the beginning, you should use three, that's only the mitzvah, it's a good thing to start with. But for the Eved, if you have two, you're also a kind of mitzvah saver. And once you start out with two, if one falls away, and you have one left over, the locher is also, Shirayim is also a good one. So the Gemara, Dorash Mereimah, Mereimah Dashim like this, Hani Yisuraisa Desura. If you have Yisuraisa Desura, Yerashi says, these are bundles of reeds. That the Rashi says, Chavile Khan, bundles of reeds. Shoy Oysen Limcha B'Shuk, used to sell it in the streets. O Moichrin Oysen B'Minyan, they would sell it like a bundle of 25 reeds, a bundle of 30 reeds. So if you buy a bundle of reeds, Hani Yisuraisa the Surya, was sold in Surya, Allah is Masachim Hu. You're allowed to throw it the way it is right now on top of your Sukkah Faschach, even though it's bundled up. And the Chiddush is Afagav the Ogdon. Even though they bundled it up, so our first Mishnah, our Mishnah just said, you can't use a bundle of straw, a bundle of reeds. The reason why they bundled them up here in Surya was only to be able to sell it, like by number. I'm selling you 25 of them, I'm selling you 30 of them. But the manner was that as soon as you came home, people will untie it and use it untied. So it was only tied for the purpose of selling it with a number. So therefore, there's no xeris that you put go home and throw it on top of your roof because it's dry up. Because as soon as somebody takes it away from the store, right away they untie it. So it's not the normal manner to leave it bundled up. Therefore, it's not the cloud xeris of chavolim. This is really like we spoke out before from the Mishnah Berurah, that the person, let's say in his times, is a derech to buy a bundle of leaves. But when the people bring it home, you don't like dry it out, because if you dry out a leaf, it just brittle and just rots away. The whole way to use a leaf is to use it when it's fresh. Because it's like it's not a derech to leave it bundled and dry it out, there would not be the xera of chavilim on this. So if you buy a bundle of leaves, that even you throw it on top of your sukkah for tzach, it would be kosher. Because it's not a derech, it's not a normal manner to let it dry out that way. They're also like, it's not the manner to leave it bundled up altogether. You just buy it by the minion, by the count. But as soon as you take it home, you untie it. So this is not the cloud exera of chavon. What's this writer? Oma Rabbi Abba. Hani tzrife diurvni. If you have a type of a tent that's made from Aravis. Rashi says, tzrife diurvni. Rashi says, kimin kuch. Ogul, a type of a round, a tent like a cone shape, kekoiva like a hat, not like a tent. The people that capture birds hide in it. The urvni, trashi also meyanfei arovis. It's made from the leaves of arovis, the willow leaves. The goydle noisa mitachtav, and the bottom you braid it together, and at the top it's like bunched and bunched together. So somebody has again, hani tzrifid urvni. You have this bunch of willow leaves. That on the top it's like bunched together, and at the bottom it's spread out to make it look like a tent. It's only braided together on the bottom. Is kivon shohutra roshay madanim shalhem? As soon as you untie the top bundle of it, is ksherin. You're allowed to use it now for schach. You're allowed to throw it the way it is on top of your sukkah for schach. And the chiddush is after the mora ayvu hagidi mitatoi. I and the bottom of it like it looked like a tent. The bottom of them are like braided together. So why is it enough just to untie the top bundle of these willow leaves? The chura is bundled on two places. On top it's bundled all together. That's like the peak of the tent. But on the bottom it's spread all out, but it's also connected together, like braided together. So Rav Papa says, Tisharulu, it's true. You have to unbraid the bottom of these leaves also. It will be bundled on one side, also be possible, be called Zera Chavila, not to use it as Chach. Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua. Rav Yehuda, some Agarasiya, Yehuda Rav Yeshua Amar, he says that afilu teima deloy sharulu, even if you want to tell me no, you did not unbundle the bottom of these willow leaves, but the Torah says, kol agad she'eina osla taltaloi, loy shmeyagad. Anything that's true, even though it's bundled together, but this is not the normal manner to move it. You don't move it around this way. If you want to move it, it has to be bundled on both sides. So it's only bundled on one side. It can't be moved around this way. It's not the derech. That's not the bechal d'gzer of the Mishnah of Chavila. A Chavila means a bundle that could be moved around the way it's bundled up. So either if you bundle a tied up on the two ends, on the end you have to tie up both ends. If you only tie one end, but the other end is untied, it'll fall apart. There's no gzera. But let's say you tie it in the middle that will be miskayim, will stay that way, then it's also awesome. But here, where you tie the two ends and you untied one end of it, that's enough. It's not a derech to be metaltel the way it is. You don't have the gzera of chavila. More weiter. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel, Yerokai Shomer Chachomin. That the Chachomin say you're allowed to use different type of vegetables for moror is that Adem Yoytzi Behen Yedei Chavosim Pesach, like it says in the Mishnah Psachim, he's allowed to use endive, so you could use Roman lettuce, so you could use grain, is horseradish, is alocha mevi'e nesatumah. These things could be a chatzitza, could be a mechitza on top of a mace. That alocha is, let's say you have a mace, and you have a board like a mechitza on top of the mace. And at the end of the board, there are kalim underneath the board. So the alocha is, the tumah goes up to the board, it's called like a mechitza, the tumah does not shoot up above it, but rather goes along the board, then it comes down again at the other end. So if you have a keli at the other end of the board, this mechitza brings the tumor onto it. So here also, if you have on top a whole row, let's say a Roman lettuces, a whole row of them, and underneath it is a mace, and on the other side of this row of Roman lettuce is a keli. So the halacha is, the Roman lettuce brings the tumor hamace onto the keli. So that's the halacha that mevi'e nesa tumor, but we ain't chotzim mefnei tumor. With the Rabbanon, though, the Rabbanon Magoizer, it's not called a good chatzitza. In other words, usually, if you have a board that's wide a tefach, on top of a mace, that's above the mace a tefach, it's called like a chatzitza, and it doesn't let the tumah shoot straight up, but rather the tumah comes down again. So if you have a kli on top of the board, the kli would be tor. But here, with the Rabbanon, they said it's not called a good chatzitza. Even though with the Raisa, it's good, we'll soon see what the Shiloh is. Still, with the Rabbanon, though, it's not called a good chatzitza, and therefore, if you have a kli on top of the Roman lettuce, the kli would become tummy. Who are then, if you use this Roman lettuce, or any one of these type of vegetables that you could use for moro, if you use them for schach, yishno, it's posel, and chur, it's posel, and mishum aver. A chiddush is, not only is a posel a schach, with the regular din and chur, because they're called an oichel, it's royal kabatum, it should be posel. And but the halacha is like this: if you have posel tzchach on top of your sukkah, then if it's in the middle of the sukkah, it's only possible if you have dalet tfochim worth of it. You have to have wide dalet tfochim all along your sukkah, then the sukkah becomes posel. Mashenken, if you leave the tzchach blank, you leave a space empty, no tzchach at all, then it's worse. Then if there's a space of gimel tfochim, it passes the sukkah. If you have a length going straight along the whole sukkah, wide, three tefachim of empty space, then the schach is posel, because we look as if you have two different sukkahs, and each sukkah doesn't have three walls to it. So the chiddush here is, even though you're using this Roman lettuce for schach, so the chur at most it should be posel a schach, because you're using something, and the din should be, it should only be posel if it's wide four tefachim. Still here we have a chumra, no. It has the loch as if it's open space, and if it's gimel tefachim wide, with this Roman lettuce on top of your schach, it's posel. For the more of my time, what kind of reason is this? Why should it be? Why should the Roman lettuce be worse than regular posel schach? So Gemara answers, ki von de lechi yavshi. Since when these vegetables dry up, is parchi, they'll like come brittle, vinafle, and they'll fall down. So Mela, right now, commandless nayodomi. Right now, even though when they're wet and fresh, they're staying up there, the chomer made a din, look at it as if it already fell down. So it's as if there's nothing there, it's space. And the halacha is, if you have space, a row of space along your sukkah, which is three tefachim wide, it passes the sukkah. So that's the halacha here of these vegetables. So Rashi explains that you walk in Shomer Chachamim bePesach, she'odim yaisu b'midei moru, that's chazeres ve'ulshin u'shar chavroseim, is darker, they're very thin. Hilkach, Rashi says, ein chitz mefnei atumah. The same zerim in the Rabbonin, if it's on top of a mace, it doesn't cause a chatzitza, it doesn't stop the tumah from shooting straight up. And sicher ben gag, if you made a gag of Roman lettuce on top of the mace, and you have a kli on top of this gag, on top of the Roman lettuce, it's tummy. And Rashi says, it was only with the rabbonim. The gozer alayin shlo yisamcho alayin lochot tzmei atumam, v'aldim usamcho alayin l'chiyavshi, like the same zero the Gemara says, because maybe you'll still be samech on this mechitza when it dries up later, and when it dries up later, it'll be brittle and fall down, you won't have the mechitza altogether. So the rabbonim made it zero, even though now when the vegetables are wet, and it's really cool to good mechitza, still it does not stop the tumah from shooting up, the tumah still shoots straight up. This is only absurd mit rabbonim. However, the first din we had before, that maven es tumah, that's good, that's midiraisa. Because right now, kol zman, the vegetables are fresh and wet. They have a thickness to it, and it is wide a tefach, and it's a mechitza on top of the mace, and the lacher is, that's maybe es tumah. If you have the mace on one side of the mechitza, on the other side, on the floor, there's a kelim, so the tumah shoots up to the mechitza, goes along it, and comes down again. So that din, the rabbonim did not stop. But Rabbanan only stopped to say that it's not called a good mechitza for something on top of it. If you have a kli on top of the shroma lettuce, it doesn't stop the tumah from shooting up, but rather the tumah sanais is matam of the keli. And who are then if you use these vegetables for tchach? That's what the Gemara says, but the Rabbanan it's puzzle, because we're afraid they'll dry up and be brittle and fall away. Then Rashi explains the poistlim basukim ishamavir. Rashi kishir to size sha'avu poistabur. That space passes in a sukkah. Which means a width of three tefachim. Could you really come on? Like we'll learn later by Pirkin that ave b'shloisha. If you have a space open on the schach, three tefachim wide, it passes the sukkah. And here the chiddush is loy misharinu lu lipsul kishir shas chach posel diyech lerula kabotumhu. We don't say that these are vegetables. So true that posel schach because it's food which is royal kabotumhu. And really, a schach posla in a poistala b'arba tzvachim. It only passes if you have a width of four tzvachim, b'yens in the middle of the sukkah. Or b'arba amas min atzad, and if the schach posla's on the side, near the walls, yeah, we could say doifin akuma. So it has to at least be four amas wide of posla schach. But these are lochas we'll see later on. Ela here we say chiddush, that these vegetables have a more chomadik alochom. Ela ki avra danin elu. We act as if it's like open space. Only with three tefachim does a pasul. And that's the Gemara's parents. The reason why we're machin here is because since it's going to dry up, it'll be very brittle, it'll fall down. So we're afraid there won't be any shear altogether. So right now also, even though it's wet and there is a shear, the Rabbana looked as if there's no shear here. Verses weiter. The Yomar Rebbe Abba Omar Rav Huna. Ha boitzeh lagas. If somebody cuts down the vine, cuts off the clusters of grapes, I'm going to ask to throw it into the vat to make wine. The locha is ein lo yodis. It doesn't have a locha of yodis of the handles. In other words, a locha is like that. By tumah, an oichel is mekabel tumah, the food itself. What about the yodis, the handle to the food? Like here, if you have a grape, the stem that the grapes grow on are called like handles. That's the way you hold the grapes. You hold the grape by holding up the stem. That's the way you hold up the grapes. That's called the yad, a handle to the grape. Halacha is that it's also makabel tumah. And if a mace or some sheres touches the handle, it brings tumah onto the oichel itself. In other words, the handle of the food, since it's used to enable you to use the food, it's called part of the food, it's also makabel tumah. Now what about if you cut off this cluster of grapes, I'm going to have to throw it into the wine vat. So there you don't need the stems anymore, because the stems aren't good in the wine. So then you don't want the stems anymore, so then it doesn't have a loch of yodis, ain lo yodis. That then the stem is not called part of the grape, it's not makabel tumah, doesn't bring tumah onto the grape. Rav Menashe Bagadar Omer, Menashe Bagadar said a bigger kiddush, Omer Rav Huna, that ha koitzel eschach, let's say somebody cuts off the vine, a bunch of grapes, or a cluster of grapes, al menas to throw it on top of the sukkah l'shem eschach. The loch was also ain lo yodis. It does not have a loch of the yodos. The stem is not called part of the grape to say you can't use it for schach. In other words, to use for schach, the grape itself is posel. Because the grape, the food itself, is makabel tumah, and you're not allowed to use something that's makabel tumah for the schach. So the only part of this cluster you could use for the schach is the actual wood itself, the branch itself. Now, Rashi speaks out, obviously, we're talking about here, if you take this branch of grapes, you don't have too many grapes on it. Most of it is the bunch of the wood itself, because that's what you want to use for schach. So even though there are some grapes attached to it, but the grapes you don't want to use, because the grapes by itself is possible for schach. So now the question is, what's the halacha of the stems of this grape? Do we say the stem is considered like the grape? It's makabel tumah, so it can't be used for schach? Or do we say here no? Since we see you don't want to use these grapes anymore, the main purpose of cutting off this cluster is for the branches, for the wood. You want to use the wood al schach on top of your sukkah. So say as far as the stem also you do not want to use anymore for the food, but rather you want to use the stem to be part of the schach of teres wood. So that's his chiddush, that if you cut off this branch of vines, of grapes, so we say, all right, turn over. So if you cut off this branch of vines, of grapes, we say your purpose is to use the wood, not to use the grapes. So even the stems also you don't want to use for the purpose of the grapes anymore, so the stem is not called an oichel, the stem is called like wood, therefore you're allowed to use it for schach. It's not makabel tumah. That's what he says also. Is ha-koitzel ha-schach ein lo yodis. It doesn't have a loch of the stem, the yad, the handle is not like an oichel, to makabel tumah, but rather it's like the wood, it's not makabel tumah. So the Gemara says, man the yom ha-koitzer, the one that says it's le'as chiddish, of Rav Huna's chiddish, cutting down for schach, that's not called an oichel anymore, is kol shchein boitzer. For sure, the first case, if you cut the vines, I'm going to have to throw it into the vat to make the wine. Why? The lanichalei lelemtsai lechamri. Because for sure, when you're making the wine, you don't want the stems to be there. Because the stems just like swallow up the wine, you're wasting the wine that way. So you don't want the stems to be in the wine. So for sure, when you cut off those grapes, you don't want the stems to be attached anymore. So the stem is not called like part of the yechol, it's not called roid lekabel tumah. Mashenkin the other way. But man, the Yama Boitzer, the one that just said the first Kiddush, that was Rav Ami, Omar Rav Huna, that if you cut off the grapes, I'm not throwing into the wine press to make wine, Shein Lo Yodas, there it doesn't have the stem, is not called part of the Yechel. It's not Makabel Tumah. I'll tell you, only there he said it. Alvo Kaitzer, but when you cut it off, Amanas, to use this for Tchach, then Yesh Lo Yodas. Then I'll say that the stems are still called part of the grapes. It's makabel tumah and it's posel for schach. Why? The nichalei de lesachich vu. You really want the stem to still be attached to the grapes. Ki heicha de loy levadrin. That you don't want everything to fall apart. Levadrin means to separate. In other words, the stems hold everything together. So then the schach will stay on top of the sukkah. But it will all be separated. You're afraid like the wind will blow it all away. So your nicha that it should all be bunched together, that it should stay on top of the schach as one piece, should be held down. So since there's still nicha, the stem should be attached with the grapes, so the grapes hold it all down, therefore we say the stem is still called part of the yechol, and the stem is makabel tumah, and therefore it has a shem yad, and therefore will be possible for the schach. And the only time will be kosher, like we'll soon see later, you have to have more of the wood alone than the grape and the stem put together. So the Gemara says now, Leima the Rav Menashe or Bar Gadda Tanoihi. He says, Leas Chiddush, that even if you cut it off, the Shem Schach, to say that it's not called an Eichel, it's not called, doesn't have a Din Yodis, let's say that's the Machlekes Tanoim, let's say. The Tanya, we learned like this. Suche Eitenim, is you have a bunch of the figs. Overhen Tenim, in other words, the stalks, like the twigs, the where they grow on. And you also have some figs also. Parchilei uvehem anovim. You have a cluster of grapes, of the stems and the branches, and inside there's also some grapes. Kashin, you have like the straw. Uvehem shibolim, inside are the stalks that has the wheat inside it. Mechabdois uvehem tumorim. You have a whole cluster of the wood and the stems, and inside them you have some dates. Is kulam, all of them. If you want to use it for schach to put it on top of your sukkah, it depends. In sulois meruba aloichlin, if you have more wood, then you have the food itself, then kshera. Then you're allowed to use it for schach, as even though the food part is possible for schach, because the food part is makabel tumah, but since you have more wood than you have food, it's like bota barayiv, and it's kosher l'schach. V'yim lav, let's say you have more food than you have the wood, then psula. You're not allowed to use it for schach. But it depends upon the wood, nageya tamashmi, even the stem and the wood. In other words, the food is considered no good, but the stem and the wood and the branches, that's all called part of the wood, you could use for schach. Acherim oimrim, another sheet, the others say no. Achihei kashin merubin ala yodos valochim. You have to have more straw, the kashin, more than the yodos, the stems and the food together. So you see, the acherim hold that the stem, in this case, the yad, is also called part of the yoichel, and also makabel tumah. You can't use it for schach. So you have to have roiv more of the kashan of the shrua than even the yad and the yechel put together. So see, it's a machlekes here. In this case, you consider the yad, the handle of the food, part of the food that's makabel tum, it's possible for schach. Or the Tanakama, no, since you cut it off, I'm not to use it for schach. It's like Rav Gamda said before, that it's not considered a din yad, it's not makabel tum, and it's kosher l'schach. So my love isn't it, the whole commission, it is the machlekes here. The Achirim hold, yes, it's still considered Yodis. The stem is still Makabel Tum, it's possible for Schach. So you have to have robe of the straw, Kinega, the stem, and the food. Umasavra, Tanakam holds, no, ain't Lahem Yodis. The Tanakam holds, like of Gamdom, that here, since you cut it off for Schach, you do not want the stem to be used, you do not want the food to be used, so the stem is not called part of the Oichum. Therefore, the stem is kosher l'schach. To see it's a machlokes tanoim. So Marin says, the Mar says, the Rababa vade tanoi. According to Rababa, for sure it's a tanoim. Because Rababa, the first month of Yom, said only if you cut it off laboitza lagas, you cut the grapes off amanas to use for wine, then the yodis doesn't have a shame oichel. Marshenkin, you cut it off for schach, he held for sure, it's still called part of the oichel. See, you see for sure it's a machlokes tanoim. But the Rav Menashe Bagarda Mileva Tanohi. But according to Rav Menashe Bagarda, that he said, no, even if you call it L'Shem Tzchach, still we say the stem is not part of the food anymore, and the stem should be kosher Tzchach. So the Chur is still some Achlagis Tanohim here. So he answers, no. Omaloch Rav Menashe, Rav Menashe can answer like this. The Kula Yalma, maybe everybody holds like me. The Kula Yalma Savri, that HaKoitzel Tzchach Ein Lo Yodis. If you cut off the whole cluster, the whole branch of grapes, the stems, is taken not called part of the grapes anymore. Since you don't want to use it for the food, you want to use it for schach, you don't want the oichel, the stem is not bottled to the food, but the stem is called part of the wood. It's kosher l'schach. So what's the machlokes here? What's pshat acherim? That you have to have rove of the real wood, connected even to the stem also. For och of amayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? A special case. Kegoin shekoitzes on the achila. At first, you cut off this whole branch of grapes, almanas titim. So at the beginning, when you had the stem and the grape, it was both a yad, it was a real handle to get to the food. So even the stem is like part of the oichel, it is makabel tuma. But the nimlach aleihin, then lady, change your mind, the sichet, to throw this whole branch on top of the schach. So that's the machlokes. That what? That if you change your mind later to use the schach, could changing your mind later make the stem no more part of the food, and not makabel tum, and it's not called the kli anymore. For the Gemara, e koytes on l'achil. If you tell me now we're talking about that you first cut it off, I'm going to ask to eat it. So then for sure the stem is considered a yad, a handle to get to the food. It's like part of the food. It is makabel tum. So my tamayin the rabbonit. So what could be the svar of Tanakama that says that if you change your mind now to use this the whole stem with the branch of grapes, used for schach, what's the time of the rabbana that stem now loses its shame, loses its name at the yad, the handle for the food, and it's not makabel tumer anymore, and now it's like a regular piece of wood. Like, my tamar, what kind of svarza, my tamar the rabbanan. Vichy tamer, maybe you tell me to have a rabbanan, that kiv on the nimlech aleim, lesichech, since you changed your mind right now, you don't want to use it for food, but now you want to use it to put it on top of the sukkah for schach. But maybe your machshava, your thought now to use the feschach is mavatal, takes away the name of the handle for the food. It's not called food anymore. Now it gets a name. It's called wood, like the stem. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. For the Gemara, me but le machshava. Does your thought, your machshava alone help to take away a kli, to take away something that has a right to be makabel tuma? Just with your thought, like to use it for something that's not usable. Does your thought alone take away the name kli or the name oichel that's not makabel tuma? Does your thought alone help? We learned the Mishnah kelim like this. The klal by tuma is like this. Kol ha kelim, any type of a kli, which once it's a kli, it's a vessel usable, then it's makabel tuma. The lacher is yordin l'day tuma of machshava.